Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
New Year.
I can, yeah.
Good.
Can you hear me in your ear?
I can't even see you in my day. I can see you really. I'm joking. I can't hear you.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
Two trips upstairs and you're done. Good evening, Andy.
I need one of them staircases where there's like a break in the middle and you can have a rest. They're quite steep, my stairs.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Steep in a lot of them, living in that big mansion.
Yeah, 700 steps. It's like going to the
Colosseum.
Top of, like Rocky.
Yeah.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm good, mate, how are you?
Well, apart from that, being out of breath. Tell me how your week's been while I just get my breath back.
I've been away. I've been on a birthday drinker weekend.
Lovely retreat.
Yeah, enjoyed it.
I think you've needed a bit of a break. Just nice to get away and not think about stuff.
Yeah, which is always good. But it wasn't a break. But I tell you what, I did highlight. I need to go on a family holiday. Because it's one of those things where...
You missed everybody.
Yeah, it's weird because moan about the kids, but you moan about, do you know, the monotony of doing the same thing, because like all the clubs, all things, I'm just in like a rut of just doing the same things over and over again. I can't moan because it's a good life I live. Do you know what I mean? I'm not like, you know, I'm ready yet. But you know, when you do it the same, and then like I was abroad and thinking, I could just sitting and playing in pool here, do you know what I mean? And doing things.
Do you ever get like parent guilt?
What do you mean?
So, like, if because obviously I share parental responsibility, but I don't have the majority of it. If I often do stuff on my own, or like we go somewhere, I always I often think, oh, kids will like it here.
Yeah. I suppose that was a bit of what that was this weekend, where I thought, actually, missus and kids will probably enjoy being here.
They wouldn't have just got stinking.
Watching me just chug beer like,
like a normal family holiday. Yeah, I do it all the time. Like, you just go somewhere, and then like, oh, I feel like I maybe should have brought
kids. Yeah.
It's not always possible. I get that, and you can't just stay in. Yeah, sometimes I get that.
Yeah, so.
So,
how's your week been?
Any good story? Where did you go?
Went to, I can't give me 2 seconds.
Tenerife,
yeah.
I once went to somewhere better than that. It was at Elevenerife.
Oh, funny fracker. But yeah, so I went to Tenerife. It's relatively cheap out there. About €2 to €3.50 a pint.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I like Tenerife.
Yeah. And the beer's all right as well, to be fair. Do you know, like, sometimes, do you know, cheap. We were drinking Estrella and, like, I think it was just Estrella. That's all I can remember. It's
orange, brown stuff.
Yeah, it was good.
Don't really matter what it is.
Yeah. Tried one, and it had, like, it was lemon-flavoured, but it wasn't like a shandy, but it had, like, the shandy taste to it. Oh. It was awful. Gosh. Cruz Campo it was. It was Cruz Campo with lemon in it.
I love a shandy as well.
Yeah, well, no, it's too sweet. It's too sweet. I think that's my problem. It's too sweet.
Very refreshing.
No, too
cold
sweet.
Day, lager shandy.
Not lager for me, please, mate. Don't you water down my beer.
Oh,
I'm not having it.
It's good. And the missus was away as well.
Yeah, she went to Birmingham. So kids just piped kids off of everyone, didn't we? So Amy's friend had her one night. My mum had him one day. Then there was a mother-in-law's the following night. And then... Macca then picked him back up.
Came round here on Sunday.
I know. I can't think. I said something, and we were walking back from somewhere, and Noah ran off ahead. Not like he ran away from his mum, but ran off ahead. Banged on your door, didn't he? So it's like a habit that we can't go past your house without knocking on door. I said, did he do knock and hide? He was like, nah, just talking to him.
Yeah. She looked tired. She looked like she had a long weekend.
When your door gets knocked on a weekend, you go, oh, Sheldon's.
Well, I can't remember where I was. I must have been... I don't know, because if I'm in front room, I would see him at the door. So I don't know where I was.
Not
I just heard a knock. And I thought, oh, I best go, because it might be someone that needs him. So there was somebody coming to sell somewhere.
Yeah.
But no, it's nice to see him.
I've taught my kid not to open the door strange, yet he goes knocking on doors.
Yeah. Knocking on strange people's doors.
Strange looking people's doors. How's your week been then, matey?
It's been very quiet.
Has it?
I've had one of them weird weekends where I've done nothing. I haven't had kids this weekend, so I've had a very, very lazy weekend. And I'm getting very lazy at the moment. Just
But is it the same thing as like you're just doing that much? You're just like, I need to knock out or not?
No, I genuinely think it's what weekends are for. No, I'm just getting lazy. I knew Sunday I needed something for my dinner, and I'm sat there thinking, the supermarket shuts at 4. We're right. Have I just got something in that I can just eat to save me having to go out? It's just lazy, just getting very, very lazy. So I need to get out of that habit. But as always, when I'm on my own, I do a lot of thinking. It's never a good thing. Did a lot of thinking. Well, not a lot of thinking, but scoped the internet for some.
Oh, here we go.
For something interesting. So I've got a question for you.
Go on then.
So apparently this is the new debate that's flying around the internet. Okay. It's breaking it, apparently. You ought to see it because you've been away. When you was a youngster, and obviously you didn't do this because you was a good boy, weren't you? But people that you may know, if they went to a house, a bit like Noah, knocked on a door, and then legged it, what do you call it?
Knock-a-door run. I know some people call it knock-a-door ginger, don't they?
Knock-down
ginger, yeah.
Where's that come from?
I think that's west, like a bit more West Yorkshire, that say knock-down ginger.
I've heard of knock-down ginger, but I've got two others.
And let me see if I can get them. So knock-a-door run, knock-down ginger.
Knock-down ginger doesn't even make any sense. Unless you only knock on orange doors. Or you only knock on people
who have got ginger hair. And you knock them down as come to the door.
As soon as they open the door, you punch them.
Yeah, I can have a go at those.
You won't guess these.
I won't.
You won't guess these. Chappie.
Yeah.
And Ding Dong Ditch.
Ding Dong Ditch.
Which actually I think works quite well.
A Ding Dong
Ditch.
Ding
Dong and you ditch it.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of them too.
Yeah, it's knock a door run, because literally you knock a door and you run.
Yeah. It comes back to the other debate of what do you used to call when you used to give somebody a lift on your bike?
A croggy,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, we're from the same town. We're going to say the same things out. You're not going to say anything.
No, I know people that call it a backy.
No, that's a cigarette.
Well, I would say that as well, but people...
Or a piggyback is a backy.
Yeah.
Two's up. That smells.
That's a sad thing. Anyway, let's get talking about this week's topic. This week's topic, Leon, is...
You're not a dad until you've done this, or this has happened to you.
You cannot get your dad's wings
yes.
until you've done all of these.
All of them, every single one.
Every single one.
I wouldn't have got any of the same, because this is what I like about when we do some of it. We've got the same thing.
I think we will. Shall I start?
You can do.
I'll start off. Pretend to leave your child somewhere.
Oh, no, that's a good one. I ain't got that. That's a good one.
You know, like when you're in a shop, yeah. You go, come on, they go, no. And then you hide behind something. You're looking back on.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
We've done it, haven't we?
Yeah, no, that's it.
We've all done it.
You're not a dad until you've mastered the art of sneaking out of a bedroom after a baby or child's gone to sleep.
Yeah, backwards as well.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I know it's a good one. I came up with it.
I know you did. You're not a dad until you've driven round at night in the car to get him to sleep.
I've never done that.
I'm sure I have, but it was a desperate measure. Because whenever you put kids in car, they just fall asleep.
I'm going to say, one of mine, Ava, wheels roll off the went. I don't know, one of them. But other one, is like a wide awake, like riding. I'd drive up with Derbyshire family and won't have had a sleep. Ah, this is amazing.
And then get
tree.
What a good
sleep. Yes, like grumpy as heck.
Yeah.
You're not a dad until you've worn a princess crown, a fake tea party, and being served imaginary food.
Absolutely.
Love that.
Made imaginary food in the imaginary kitchen.
Yeah. Sucked. And then their face is like a really straight face. I'm like, what's going on here? And you're like, oh, I'll have some grapes. No, the grapes are over there. These are plums, Leon. Because my kids call me Leon as well, by the way.
You're not a dad until you've been called by your first name by your kids.
It's true.
I don't know if my kids would call me first name. Like out of spite or something like that. And then you fall out of you.
No, I'll do it every now and then. They'll call me Leon and that.
Does he know?
I don't know what he knows.
You're not a dad until you've threatened to call Father Christmas at least 20 times a week.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts now, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's February, right? That's what I'm calling about the fat man.
He's always watching.
And I call Santa.
Yeah. He's always watching.
Did you ever see? I've not done this, but I would get this call to me. I call police. Did you ever get that? Like, for whose generation where we were threatened to call the police, whereas me as a parent, I don't threaten, I call police on. Do you ever that?
I don't remember that.
I'll come and get you.
We used to get threatened with Green Arm Corner.
Green Arm Corner?
Yeah, so you know in our town where.
I know Green Arm Corner is, but
It must have been like a naughty person's place. Or maybe it wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking.
My parents were always like, if you're naughty, we'll take you to Green Arm. Like,
just leave on side of the road. But you see there, like,
yeah, it's a busy crossing that.
Yeah. So if anyone remembers Green on Corner being for naughty kids, there must be some. There is that building there, isn't there?
But it's a big building.
It's there. A daycare centre. Last night, and then Ministry of Defence are in there somehow at the moment.
That's maybe what I needed. MOD to look
something like that. Ministry of Justice. Someone's in there doing some sort of work at the moment. Only because I know someone works for him, but I can't think of Defence or
Justice. It's maybe what I needed. So.
With Maggie, you're not a dad until you've used your T-shirt or your sleeve to wipe a runny nose.
Yes.
Because there's no bloody tissues.
Yeah, I still do that now.
Well, yeah. And kids.
Yeah, because where are you getting tissues from? If your kid's snotting, what?
Yeah.
Even as they're growing older, it's gruesome.
Do you ever the tilt the head to side, one finger up nostril, and go blow as hard as you can? Have you done that with them?
No.
And a bit older. So like when you play football, you'd like clear your nose, wouldn't you? So I've started doing that now. Like,
I never did.
Of an age.
Uh-huh. I never did that. I've never got it. And part of that was I'd always worry that if I did it, I'd just have a bit like flying.
I'd get on my chest and everything. I'd be like, here, come and tackle me. But I'm quite a snotty, even now as an adult, my nose runs randomly. So when I was running...
More than you do.
Yeah. So when I was a kid or when I was younger, running, I'd like, my nose would be running and stuff. And like my nose would be all like, to like, I had to breathe. I'd have to clear my nose. So I did it because of that. Not like in a fashion or all. Can you remember that phase as well where like we played football, we didn't spit. And all of a sudden, next thing we know, we're like, what's going on here? Why have we all started spitting? What's going on?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
It was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like.
Didn't stop me doing it though. I was trying to get kids. Yeah, it's like when I was like under like 14s or whatever. Somewhere around that age, it was like, every spoon, the buses, but come on, then. What's going on here?
It was like you hit a certain age and just learn how to spit.
And then you get a little bit old and you're like, I need all that fluid, or else I'm going to dehydrate running around. Yeah. Can't waste
it. Holding it in. You're not a dad until you've asked another human being not to put their pants on their head. Maybe a child, but you're still asking another human being, please. Don't put your pants on your head.
I used to put my pants on my head.
This is me asking you not to put your pants on your head.
You're not a dad until you can recite the lines from their favourite cartoon or their favourite film. So both mine, when they're younger, like tweenies on, and I've seen this episode about 10 times. To them, it's like they've never seen it before, and you're like, well, watch this yesterday. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, Ellie used to watch Shrek, and literally, as soon as it finished, it back on.
Yeah.
And it was like that.
But could you recite it and stuff? You'd be sat there and you'd be like, say, yeah, I find myself doing it all the time. Like, I can't think what film was. It was a film. One of them did. I don't know which one it is. I should really write this down in the book
really
somewhere.
Matter, does it?
Nah.
It's one of them.
And the same film, and I'm like, oh, just like, you know, talking, I can say it. And,
yeah. Well, along them lines, you're not a dad until you've walked into a room, see what's on TV, and go, oh, God.
Turn around. That's now, man. Because, like, I don't know, it's weird because I used to, like, what they watch now, so like, watch like iCarly and things like that, you know, like American crap. But that's probably more bearable to watch than the years I sat and watched Tweenies, Balamori, and doing things like that. And I sat watching Balamori going, God.
Mesmerized.
Yeah.
But the colours.
It's when toddler walks off and walks out of room, you're like, huh, where
have they gone? 20 minutes later. Worst one was Teletubbies. Teletubbies made no sense at all.
Yeah, I think Teletubbies was around when Abe was younger. Definitely had gone by the time, well, he was there. But it wasn't like an obsession of ours.
It just made no sense. And they'd watch this TV programme on one of the TVs in them. And then they'd go, again, you watch the exact same thing again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Teletubbies was it.
We should do an episode on, like, annoying kids' programmes. Not like, because we did like a nostalgia one, didn't we? What we used to like.
Yeah, yeah.
We should do one that's like really like, what is going on here?
Yeah, because them ninky-nunks.
Yeah. Can you remember, yeah, that
in
was
a night guard.
Oh, that was weird. Can you remember, we've had this fight with the dark thing is that he's dying, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's a sailor, I just had to say.
Who goes into a meeting and goes,
I've got an idea.
Got a great idea. So we're gonna have this, what is it, like a little
a blue thing.
Yeah, that gets on a boat.
I can remember when that came out and there was before my kids, so it's pre Ava and that. And trying to do it like a teddy. And I was like, oh, they're obsessed with in that garden. Do you know what I mean? Trying to tell me about it. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And then they're like, do you know the teddy is in like, it's their favorite thing they go ever over. Yeah. I'm like, the hell is it? Do you know what I mean? Oh, that's like this weird, like blue thing with a blanket hanging off it. I'm like, what is going on here?
I never get it. Do you know what's, so not, what's quite frustrating as well now? Like, we all watched like original Postman Pat. Have you seen like the remix of Postman Pat now? He's got like an helicopter.
I was about to say, he's got a whole fleet.
Yeah.
He's going to be world.
And I saw something the other day where, yeah, he was getting the parcels done from one village to next. What was he watching? Scooby-Doo. There's a new mix of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, but in our time, there was about three or four versions of Scooby-Doo. So I can remember Scooby-Doo sort of having a little bit of a change in itself. Like, oh, a bit of change up.
Terrible drawings.
Yeah, so...
with the run.
Yeah, the same background. So that was like ours. And then all of a sudden, like, I had like a... See, you'll probably not seen the regens. I'll have gone through the like, some sort of regen. I'm a bit younger than you. But there was one where, like, because you'll originally watch one before Scrappy-Doo came along, wouldn't you? And then, but then Scrappy-Doo appeared, if that makes sense.
Scrappy appeared.
Yeah, and then they, like, redid it again. And there was, like, Uncle Doo and stuff like that, wasn't there? The white...
Uncle Doo-Doo.
So in your house. Knock three times if you... That means nothing to the podcast.
It's a seance.
It just sounds like someone running around above our heads. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, there was loads that... you can't really say Scooby-Doo's changed because there's been loads of versions.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Yeah, we'll do that. You're not a dad until you've taken unused sauce from a restaurant.
Yeah.
I still do this now.
Yeah.
It's a running joke between us. If we ever go for breakfast, and this goes back to when I used to work a lot and stay in hotels, I used to take my pack up for day. So you'd go get your breakfast, and then I'd have like rolls and stuff just in napkins and just walk out with them.
Nice.
Fruit and stuff like that. And I had a way of doing it as well. So if somebody asked, it wasn't like I eat my breakfast, then go get the rolls and just walk straight out with them. You go get them first, and then you bring them to your table, then you go get your fry up. And then you can't do anything with that then. You just go, well, I had intentions of eating it.
But I've touched it now.
So if you'd eat a breakfast and you're full, it's a bit rude just to go eat something and take it out.
See, you're all thinking, I just go, fuck off, I'm having this, I paid for it.
Oh, you can't.
Can you see it? This is to be like, how long I've got to eat. I'm taking it with me later on, you dickhead.
Six boxes of cereal, aren't we?
Yeah, I won't be like, you know, having like pox and like, spin them like that, fill this up. And it's just, not doing that. But if I could take it out of my hands and walk off with it, all fair game, I'm in pockets.
It's, it's a bit of a running joke that we take stuff out of. Just getting your money's worth that, yeah.
Of course you are. Should have been. Because so, I was thinking this, so we went and have breakfast, I happened back to when I went away. And breakfast shut at 10:30, I think. It's been for 10:30, or else you couldn't get in for breakfast. We walked in about 10:20, and there was food. There was like, I'm talking like the fry up was like, it was like drum of sausages, drum of bacon, drum of beans. By the time I finished, not left. Like, but there was like loads, and then it repeated again. Then there was like loads of eggs,
like Scooby Doo.
Yeah, it was like that. I was like, there was like loads of it, and I was like, bloody hell, I thought I was going to go down and be loads of dregs everywhere, and no one's had any fresh food out. But then it got me thinking, that's not nothing bin.
Nah, Spain, innit? Paella. If you breakfast paella,
I don't know, maybe so. Oh, it comes out next morning. Yeah. But I still thought, God, that's a lot of food.
Food hygiene abroad's never been a logic thing. Me and Ellie, when we went to Manchester the other week, you know them, are they called baked up? Where you, like in Trafford Centre, they've got like the massive blocks of cheesecake. And you've seen them? They're like a stall in the middle. And they do like cheesecake, donuts and all. And they're proper, like a heart attack on a plate. And I just said to the girl, because we was there one time, maybe at Meadowhall, and it was getting to, it was Sunday, and it was closing up, and you're like, there's still a lot left. What do you do with all? So we asked this girl, and she's like, yeah, well, we can, you know, take a little bit home with us, and then the rest of it just gets thrown away. I'm like, bullshit, does it? You're bringing this out
tomorrow, yeah.
Because these are like a fiver as well per slab. So that's a lot of money. And she said, There's not a lot of waste. I'm like, bullshit, they're in. We was there on that Sunday, and there was a good couple of hundred quids worth, if not more. Do you know what I mean?
That's so you think tomorrow, yeah.
And you just think, well, if you've been in it, surely there's somewhere where you could take it.
Yeah, well, there's not too good to go.
Yeah.
We do that quite a bit now. It's getting bigger and better. We tried to do it when it first came out, and it was just terrible, but it's getting better now.
I downloaded it recently. I've just deleted it because it was rubbish around us.
Oh,
I
no.
I just can't seem to find out.
Well, so we was going for a phase of going to one at Carvery's, but it's just the next town on.
Yeah.
And we was happy to drive there, so we were getting like three.
It never popped up on mine.
No, it popped up on ours all the time. And then, because she's working in Park, like, there's a few, like, couplings and stuff like that pops up. And they're half decent. I'm not saying they're amazing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, other day, some of the couplings, I had, like, a steak slice, I think a chicken slice, and then there was, like, some sausage rolls. So I thought, right, here we go. Cook some chips or something, and that's like tea for us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It can save till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Back up or whatever.
So, but yeah, anyway.
No, I can't find it. Can't find it.
Put it back on. I'll be sure I do it.
Go on.
You know how dad and so you perfected your dad joke or your two go to? I know we talk about dad jokes, but you've got to have your dad joke down.
Well, I've nicked yours now.
What? It takes me back?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I've sort of stolen that now. And whenever we reverse it, it just. Text me about this.
But
first few times, they're all like,
what?
What are you on about? Text me about this, don't it? And then one of them clicks and goes, oh, and that's when you know you've...
Oh, you're not telling them. You're not telling the gist of it. Just keep going until like clock's off. But there's another one as well that, like, when you go past graveyard and you say something about dead people.
Look at all them dead people.
No. I can't think what it is. I'll get that for next week, but one of... Drivers for my mum must have said it. I've had it, but I can't think what it is.
You've not perfected your dad
joke. I don't use that one. Mine's go-to is, this takes me back. Reversing in car.
Right. My next one. You're not a dad until you've finished every meal in the restaurant, even though you're busting, because you don't want the waste.
Not big time.
Do you often as well? Also, as a sidebar to this one, you're not a dad unless you're looking around after finishing your food.
Going, what am I getting here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want a
pudding? The worst thing is when I go, you don't want that, do you? And they're like, nah, you're right. Giz in here. Come on.
We've all done that, haven't we? Looking around going,
ooh,
oh, I love chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I wish I had some of that. Yeah. Love food.
We haven't ever done an episode on food,
no.
Have we?
No, because we haven't driven all of them. You're not a dad until you have that sudden silence from a child. You're like, what the fuck am I going to walk into now? During like kids, like if you're looking in the room, you hear noise, and you're like, why is it going to quiet? What the fuck am I going to walk into? You've ever walked into absolute carnage and chaos.
Yeah.
Of something, of like knock something over or smash something, or they've got paint pat out.
There's only the time I remember when Ellie cut her own hair. I mean, I wanted it home, but I got blamed for it. We've talked about this anyway. I remember mentioning this story. I remember Ellie's cousin once had got into some paint.
Nice.
You know, like a mum.
Yeah.
His mum was in the kitchen or something like that, or in bed probably. And he just got like a full lot of paint and just, oh man, that's.
Yeah. Speaking of kids and paint and stuff, some videos now that are going around on socials. They're just so fake. There's one where she's painting a pair of ladders, and the kid comes in and shoots her in back with like a toy or something. And she goes, and falls off, but she like lands on the settee like perfectly. She's like the side here, but somehow managed to fall off on the angle onto the settee, and like paint goes all over, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so that settee, they know they've been in.
Yeah, exactly. Or they've done it for probably they've getting like a bit of traction on YouTube, so money's coming in things. Well, I can afford to waste that. Or we'll redecorate cap. It's got, do you know what I mean? All them sort of things. But these
DFS will send us a new set. Yeah,
I don't know what happened. But the same one, the same family, whatever. There's another one where she walks through a door and kid shoots her or scares her. So she drops all this coffee on the floor. And she's like, ah, yeah, and starts shouting at the kid. I'm like, this is the fakest thing of this. Because the kid scares me, I'm going to go, look, yeah, you dickhead. I'm not going to go, boo. He took it on floor.
Yeah,
you fucking dickhead. Answer with that. I'll teach you. Let's get down to hospital now.
Yeah.
Third degree burns. But yeah,
there's loads of them.
I just threw my head in. Like, do you know, like, I went out to a site where I want to watch someone who's like annoying someone else. Like, do you know, when they go to a shop and they'll go, pick anything, I'll buy it for you. Yeah. Who gives a fuck? What am I doing? This is the most garbage thing in the world.
TikTok's definitely given us a platform to be tools. And just, you see so much crap. And one of the annoying things is that people are creating videos and I'm thinking, how much time have you put into that? Like, oh, yeah. How much editing? You must have a camera here, a camera here, a camera over there. And then you've done it. How many times have you practiced it?
Yeah, and it gone wrong.
Yeah.
Because the other one that annoys me is, but like, they're in a restaurant. I'm thinking, is everyone in on this? So like it says like, oh, I just started playing the piano. Yeah. And someone came along and joined me. And then you get like their view. And you're like, hang on, how's this? I'm like, there's different views. And like, are people that sick?
Somebody just starts singing.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, are we that thick? Are we like, surely if it was a one angle shot, I could potentially believe it. But when it becomes like chuffing an episode of EastEnders, it's fucking cameras are panning around the room.
What do they call them things where...
Bullshit.
Yeah. Like a bomb thing.
What the fuck are you on? A you bomb know, thing, an explosion.
Like when you're in the middle of a town and somebody just starts singing and then all of a sudden somebody over there starts singing or dancing. You've never seen that?
What? Oh, talking about the videos.
Well, just, yes.
In real life, you've seen it.
Yeah, so Lexi did one as part of a dance thing in the middle of a hall. So somebody will just start playing music and one person comes in and starts dancing. Then all of a sudden, like the group that's been sort of spread around just all come in and do like a dance routine.
But it's fake.
Flash mob. That's
it's fake,
it's
though.
Yeah, but it's almost like that is done in like a restaurant.
Yeah.
Of going, oh, we'll plant somebody over there. We'll plant somebody over there. And we'll get somebody there. And then, yeah, you get your BBC camera out.
Yeah, it just really annoys me. It really, really annoys
me. Well, what annoys me is that we watch it.
Well, no, because, yeah, I suppose there's bits I've watched, but I don't watch the whole thing. I mean, I just like, what other shit?
So do you know how TikTok works for the payments?
No.
So TikTok, you have to have so many subscribers. This is boring, but you have to have so many subscribers to be able to get it monetized. You get then monetized after 5 seconds on videos that are maybe over... They've got to be over a minute long, so you've got to watch them for 5 seconds for them to take a payment, but they've got to have like 10,000 views to be able to get anything. So I'm conscious of that now. I'm going, 3, 4, shit, flick it up, just so they don't get paid.
All right.
So I'm good at my wrist flicking at the moment.
Yeah, I've heard that.
If someone comes on, like, you're not getting paid for this. You're not having,
well, that is shit.
Not my money, but...
Yeah, because I tell you another thing. I know this is completely different. Fucking clickbait things. When it says like, so do you know what's really bad for it at the moment? Sports Bible.
Yeah.
They'll say something and they like check my bio for the story. No, just tell them what the fuck it is.
Straight,
do you know what I mean?
To comments, because somebody in comments grasses it up 9 times out of 10.
Oh, well, yeah. But I'm just like, in some things I'm like, I'm not really interested, but you've sort of caught me. Or they'll redirect you to, and then some, I have been before where I've clicked on the bio, gone in, taken me to the thing, and I can't see no. Because it's like, I'm like, what the hell am I looking at? Yeah. And you're like, they'll say something else. It's like, you're just repeating what you said then. It's like, say the same thing like 5, 6 times. I'm like, what the hell is going
it's
on?
They'll say something like, Coronation Street legend bankrupt. You go,
who's that? Is?
Yeah. So you click on it, and it's like somebody that made three appearances as an extra in the background.
But there must be some money swilling around for this sort of thing. So what I'm thinking is, can we get this on the go? Let's join them. Let's do something like this.
Can't beat them. Join them.
Yeah. Just clickbait in it.
Yeah. Let's do it. my final one. You are not a dad until you've had shit on your finger. No idea where it's coming from.
So I've got one of that where you're not a dad until you're not a parents, you've had shit under your fingernails. Like, yeah. You know, you've got that shitty nap, and you're like, I don't care where the shit is, because I just need to get this clean now before it gets anywhere else. My hands will take it.
Or you'll go, right, that was messy. Wash, 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 wash. Bleach, and go, I can still smell it. Oh, it's on my fucking elbow.
Oh, rotten. Yeah, shit gets everywhere as kids. Kid everywhere.
So glad to be out of that phase now.
Yeah, I couldn't go back to it. I haven't had this conversation before. Grandkids is my next adventure when I come back to change their nappy. If that, I'll be like, you can bring it changed, and he's coming back in the shitty thing he came in. I don't care how fucking big it is.
Whatever state it comes in,
he's going home
in a different state.
What are you supposed to clean his nappy, bollocks?
Yeah.
Not wiping his nose. We've got to feed it. Fucking hell.
Let's take it great, grandma's.
Yeah.
What's your final two?
So final two is, until you stood on Lego, so go to, nice and easy. The other one is, until you've had your fingernails painted by your daughter.
Yeah,
yeah. That's a good one. I'm sure for a stage of wanting to paint my nails, I'm like, just paint my toenails. Don't do my hands. Because I can remember once you painted my fingernails, and it got like all in my, they're called cuticles?
Yeah, the bits at the end.
Yeah, all got in there, so it like stained all that, so you could tell I'd have my nails painted. And I'm like, yeah, can't do that again either.
It's difficult to have an excuse to get out of it as well, isn't it? And not necessarily that you need to explain, but if you work in customer service, if you're handling a transaction with somebody,
and you go, just how sick, feminine you are,
is actually the not, if it were painted, that'd probably be better.
Yeah,
but the fact that it's worn off,
yeah,
how long has he had that?
Yeah, it'd be like Figgy from League of Gentlemen, do you know, Taxi Driver, do you watch League of Gentlemen?
Yeah,
oh, God. Brilliant, all right, love.
If you... If you've seen something and you think it's good, I definitely have never seen it.
What a TV programme. Someone's going to back me up on it. League of Gentlemen is absolutely brilliant. Anyway, them two, yeah.
I think this is something that we can run on with. I think we'll put them on our Facebook page and see what people add in. We can just add these in every week.
We was meant to do a poll, and I forgot what the poll was.
Me too.
Oh, that's fine.
I think it was a poll dance.
Oh, nice.
Did you do a poll dance this weekend?
No, didn't touch one.
Rubbish weekend.
Getting old now.
Yeah,
just sat and play cards. I'm like, oh, this is brilliant. Drinking beer and playing cards. I'm like,
in the sunshine.
Yeah, can't be here.
About your family.
Yeah.
Winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
You know, it's the beginning I mentioned. That's the bit I miss.
Yeah. Let's hope they listen to the end. Right, I'll see you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday, my friend.
Keep yourself smiling.
Stay safe.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast, and we hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you're providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.